It's the Kopecky Family Band. Welcome to KCSN.
Thanks for having us.
Hi.
I want to make note of something. I was just handed a note. We have a great announcement to make that with the flight you just made from Philadelphia, officially you have 1 million miles under your belt in touring. So we wanted to celebrate that with you. And for that, apparently you get to fly back to Baltimore with no sleep.
That's correct.
I think it's a great thing that
the
they
perks
just
for the deal are unbelievable.
We earned it.
You have earned it. Now, and we're going to talk about, you know, the development and the road the Kopecky Family Band has taken. But why don't you introduce yourselves first so everyone can associate a name with a voice?
Great. I'm Kelsey Kopecky, and I play keys and sing.
I'm Gabe Simon. I play guitar, horns, and sing as Long Kelsey.
And I'm Stephen Holmes, and I play lead guitar.
And if this, of course, is a abridged version of the Kopecky Family Band, what would you like to start off and play first?
I think we're going to play a song called Are You Listening, if that's cool with you.
It's your show. Take it.
Well, with your permission, we're going to run.
It's 88.5 KCSN.
Acting like I didn't see. Always trying to play it cool when I want company.
Hold the camera steady, dear. Trying to keep the focus clear. No one wants to be around whenever you are near.
Don't be shy now. My father said, if you're honest, no one will complain or ask you, are you listening, Ernest? Gentle as a dove when I say, are you serious? Are you serious? Father said, if you're honest, no one will complain or ask you, are you listening, Ernest? Gentle as a dove when I say, are you serious? Are you serious? Don't be shy now. Shy now. Don't be shy now. Shy now.
It's 88.5 KCSN, and we are joined live in session with the Kopecky Family Band. The band came together. You all went to Belmont University in Nashville, correct?
We did, yeah.
But the band is, you know, individually from a bunch of different places. How many different cities comprise the geography that it took to bring together the Kopecky Family Band.
Six
cities.
And, at least.
Well, in two countries.
Okay, what's the second country?
Steven over here, he actually grew up in the Philippines for 9 years of his life.
Oh, so we're even jumping continents now.
All right. One day we'll try to go there. And
this
maybe
is crazy.
It's funny. Funny story about the Philippines. Steven, yes. Everywhere we go, has a person that he grew up with in the Philippines that comes to the show or is somehow involved in our life. And she, a friend who he grew up in the Philippines, just won tickets to see us play on Leno tomorrow.
No way.
Had no idea who the musical guest was. And then she was like, oh
no.
My gosh.
Coincidence. This
total
is a real coincidence.
Coincidence.
World gets smaller and smaller, right?
It really does. That's true. It really does. Now, I also know that in addition to having come from different local communities and places you lived, it seems that there's just a diverse amount of taste amongst the band, that they're varying. Can you even start to distill down some of the band's collective favorite influences?
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, they're as diverse as our food choices. Ah. Like, everyone has a preference. We're like, oh, Noodles and Company, David will be so happy. Oh, Chipotle, David will be so happy. I guess actually we know what David likes, and everyone else just kind of
eats. Yeah, I was about to say, I'm starting to not hear diversity there.
Yeah. No. It's like when you go to a bar and you ask for everything but vodka, so.
Well, but it is something that when I've seen other interviews in which you guys have done, the fact that there is such a broad variety of personal favorites of each of the band members and particularly influences that the band will cite, mm-hmm. it gives you somewhat of a different impression of the band because you start to think, well, wait, you know, they must be drawing on all these, you know, wide influences to come up with what is the Kopecky Family Band sound.
This is crazy. I think that's one of the fun things about Kids Raising Kids, because the record is so different in sounds on each song, because we are very much come from that environment. Like, I grew up listening to Jim Croce and The Who, and then I grew into bands like Radiohead and stuff, and then there's guys in the band who only listen to Kendrick Lamar, and then there's people who, like Kelsey, she loves, like, what's the name of the guy? John Mellencamp, what's the guy? Steve Miller Band.
Oh, yeah, Steve Miller
Come
Band.
Come on, you know. Uh-huh.
The classics, you know, so it really is
Minneapolis. Come on,
exactly.
Represent.
I got it.
Just good songs, man. That's what we like. We like music that really makes us feel something.
Well, and that's, you know, clearly we have an empathy for that, because we try to take that same feeling of, we say message and melody. You know, one of the things we say is that's all that matters here is message and melody. As long as it has a message and as long as it has melody, we don't care what genre it comes from. But we do like authentic songs and songs that aren't trying to be too cool, you know, because that's another thing where, okay, you know, you subverted that song. It seems this band really does come together, works on both its instrumentation, its vocal harmonizing, and to really craft their songs to the best they can.
Well, one thing I think that we always kind of try to teach ourselves was to never be a band that required a secret handshake to be involved with. You know what I mean? Like, we wanted to be something that was a family. You know, we started our band because it was kind of a joke name, but it really turned into something that's so much more meaningful.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like you were saying, a message and a melody. There's something about music that speaks a language that we can all speak regardless of what country you're from or you know, how old you are. It's like music touches every person so deeply that we can't help but be moved by it. And because of that, we feel like the name of our band has come to fruition, because now we are like, wow, the purpose behind what we're doing is family and including others and experiencing life.
I wanted to ask, however, because the band is the Kopecky Family Band, do you have family members that think they're going to get a cut of the action later on? I just was wondering if anything came up at a family reunion of sorts.
No, but I do know my grandpa. He's hilarious. His name is Al Kopecky, and he's
Al
just
wants
like,
a piece.
He's just so funny. He's like, oh, you know, Kelsey down there, I can't believe you got a band named Kopecky Family Band. So you got a T-shirt. Could I have one of those, you think? I'm going to be
I'm
out
here in the Minnesota. Yeah.
They constantly request free merchandise, I guess.
Yeah, they love wearing it because it's like, oh, this is our family
and,
name.
And we occasionally get a lot of angry hockey players. You know, it seems like that's like the popular. Like, if you ever like try to like look for our name on Twitter, if you put Kopecky in by itself, it's always like hockey player after hockey player after hockey player, which is pretty funny.
Isn't it like the Blackhawks or something like that?
There's
one
prominent Kopecky.
Yeah,
we have a tie-in that we're gonna have to get ATO on to. I'm hearing a tie-in with the professional
jerseys.
Hockey.
How awesome would that be? Like,
let's get on at ATO Records. We want to see some tie-ins to whatever this team is that has more than one Kopecky in it. It's natural.
It's natural. I like that.
Well, why don't we listen to? What do you want to play now? Do you want to play a? You get to pick whatever you feel like playing. You know, that's the cool thing about coming here.
Oh, I think it's about time for us to play Heartbeat.
Okay. That one the audience is very well familiar with.
Cool.
So if you're at home in your car, don't clap along, but you can think about clapping along.
If you're driving, please keep both hands or at least one hand on the wheel. We can have the sound of one hand clapping.
Yeah, you can have your other hand turning up the volume. How about that?
There you go.
Yeah.
Now we're with you. It's 88.5 KCSN, Kopecky fam. We've been live.
Ready? One, two.
And I don't know, no, I don't know what I can do for you. You make my heart beat like a drum for you. Every day it's closer. Don't take it back, no, no, sir. I'll play my favorite part for you. I'm in a strange position. Come on and join where I am in. I'll keep the door wide open for you. And I don't know, no, I don't know what I can do for you. It make my heart beat like a drum for you. This is the part we both love. We cover our skin cause it's so cold. How did I find myself here with you? Granted you play your cards right. Baby, I swear I won't fight. I like this game we're playing. You. And I don't know, no, I don't know what I can do for you. You make my heart beat like a drum for you. And I don't know, no, I don't know what I can do for you. You make my heart beat like a drum for you.
It's 88.5 KCSN, and that is the Kopecky Family Band live on KCSN. The CD, the latest one, is Kids Raising Kids. It's available now, as we like to say, meaning right now, because in this new digital age, you don't have to wait. You could get it as I'm talking, and we, you know, leave that up to the audience themselves, but we encourage it.
Unless you're driving.
Unless you're driving, yes, again. We please don't start downloading music while you're driving. You're going to be playing a show on August 14th at the Echo.
That's right.
And we're certainly excited about seeing you and having you back in Los Angeles. And then, see, now this is a tongue twister. Tomorrow night, you're playing The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. That has to be very exciting, yes?
Yeah, dude.
It was funny because, so we've been on tour. We had a Canadian tour before this and did some stuff up on the East Coast. And yesterday we had just an afternoon off between a radio session and our show last night. And I was running all over town getting one dress repaired, getting the other dry cleaned because I just wanted to have a couple options.
Of course.
But it's so funny because it's like, okay, we have 3 hours. And I'm like begging this lady, like, listen, I just, if you could do it in 3 hours, I will pay you double.
Quick repair.
So it's really funny.
That's kind of the life right now.
But well, we're just like living out of our little mini bus and making
well,
it happen.
You mentioned touring, and you know, you went out and were co-headlining a tour with the Lumineers, and the whole Lumineers thing got kind of crazy, and I'm sure you were witnessing some sort of, as you know, being veterans, that stuff doesn't fall off trees, that sea change. Was it kind of weird watching a band that you were touring with all of a sudden just blow up under your own eyes?
It was, I don't think any of us have, it's like looking over the Grand Canyon and being like, wow, that's ridiculous.
But you're like, that is amazing.
But at the same time then, you obviously were kindred spirits and were having a tour together, so you benefited, you know, by their sudden crazy breakout.
It was really cool. I mean, we've been so happy for those guys. We actually were just up in Philadelphia this weekend, and we played the Exponential Festival with the WXPN guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they had played the Saturday night before us. And it would, I guess they were telling us how it was cool that even though in the midst of them getting bigger and, you know, they, XPN had a section that was sectioned off just for their people who had gone to the festival. And they still ticketed the event as well. So the Lumineers walked out through the audience, went to where the XPN section was, and just played just for those fans, just because they were so far back.
Wow.
And just, you know, and just made it really intimate. And like, that's something that they were doing when we were on the road together, and that we, both of our bands, really loved, is about just connecting with the audience in that intimate kind of way, and being willing to not feel like there's a divide between
us
and them, you know? It's like what you're talking about. Nobody heard this, but before you were talking about Edward Sharpe is going to do that.
Right.
The Under the Big Top kind of event and have kids and adults. And there's something amazing about having the whole family experience of like being able to be connected in every way.
And certainly, the music of the Capecchi Family Band by its very name, it really is. There's a certain amount of community that's expressed in both the band's name and both, as you mentioned earlier, the band's intent. And it comes across in song as it has been this afternoon. That was a good cue. So we now know that there's a CD, a brand new CD. Well, not a brand new, it's a newer CD. It's been out a while. Kids Raising Kids. We now know that tomorrow night, set your DVR. If, of course, you know, you can't stay up late enough to see The Tonight Show like me, to watch this band, and you'll get a visual of how great they are. And then, of course, on the 14th, they're going to be returning to the Echo. We want to thank you for coming to KCSN. You'll take us out with one more song?
Yes, sounds good. We're going to play an acoustic version of one of our songs from the record called Hope. And we love this version because, unlike the record, it's very almost contemplative and just, I don't know, emotional and really
different. I love that word,
contemplative. Yeah, it's like,
That's the word of the day, contemplative.
Is it? Yes. I like that. Word of the day.
Well, I'm going to make it the word of the day.
We were sitting in here contemplating whether or not to.
You were contemplating whether you should play the say it for me now. Hey, see?
Contemplative.
See, it, tongue twisters abound. Well, it's the Capecchi Family Band. Let's revert to the universal language we all can speak with music, and they'll take us out here on 88.5
there we
KCSN.
Go. You got it.
Thanks for coming.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
I appreciate it.
You got it.
It was only just a hope. Now you could build it for yourself. To see exactly what it's worth before you burn it all to hell. Every stick can't find the reason when the lights go out. Are we fools just for believing that the lights are out when the lights go out? Oh no, no, just don't look back. Oh no, oh, oh, you was only just a hope. That you could find your better half. To see the man that you've become. And fall in love with what you hear. And we still can't find the reason when the lights go out. Are we fools just for believing that the lights are out when the lights go out? Oh no, no, just don't look back. Oh no, oh. Are we fools just for believing that the lights are out when the lights go out? And we still can't find the reason when the lights go out. Are we fools just for believing that the lights are out?